My name is Alan Carr. I'm pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Lenoir, North Carolina. Thank you for visiting our webpage and for taking the time to listen to one of our sermons. We hope this sermon, which was preached in our pulpit, will be a blessing to you in your walk with the Lord and help you grow in your understanding of God's Word. God bless you now as you listen to the preaching of the Word of God.
Turn to Matthew 28 just for a moment. Matthew 28, I want to read two verses. You won't need to stand, just make a couple of comments. And I always feel the need when we come to a baptismal service, and I may be totally crazy for feeling this need, but I always feel there's a need to talk about why we do what we do, why we Baptists are a little bit different than other denominations, why we require what we require, and why we baptize in the fashion that we do. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding about what baptism is. I don't want anybody to go away thinking, well, if I just get dunked under the water by that preacher, I'm going to heaven. Oh, no. Oh, no. I promise you, that won't help you one bit. You'll go in a dry center, come out a wet one, that's the only thing that's going to happen to you. You're not going to be converted. You're not going to be saved. If you don't go in that thing saved, you don't come out of it saved. That's the bottom line. And Jesus, though, tells us here in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, basically why we do what we do. He said, Matthew 28, 19, he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." That's spreading the gospel, sharing the word of God. Then he said, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." So we're here tonight to honor God's command to baptize new believers. And we have some young people here who have been saved, some at home, some in these altars, some around different places, who want to follow the Lord in believers' baptism. We have another young lady who was supposed to be baptized tonight, but there's sickness and she can't be here. We'll reschedule her and get that done. Not going to be a whole lot of preliminaries, but we are going to talk about baptism just for a moment. Because I think those who are about to be baptized need to understand what baptism is, and those who watch need to also understand what it is and why we're doing what we're doing. So I want to just make three simple statements about baptism, and then we're going to get on with the baptismal service. And these statements tell us why we practice water baptism by immersion only. We don't sprinkle. We don't pour. We put them all the way under, you know. It'd be a whole lot quicker getting over the baptism if we just sprinkled. I suggested using a water hose. I think that would be great, you know, to spray them down out in the parking lot. But we're not going to do that. We're going to do it the way the Lord said to do it. But one reason we baptize is because baptism, it satisfies a command. Jesus said there in verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them." The word baptize, of course, means to dip under, to immerse, and that's why we do it the way we do it. But we do it because Jesus said to do it. When Jesus began his public ministry, Jesus began his ministry by being baptized by John the Baptist. Jesus wasn't baptized for his own salvation. He wasn't baptized because he had been saved. He wasn't baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus had no sins. He did not need to be saved. Jesus was baptized to identify himself with the people he came to this world to save. He identified himself with us through his baptism. And Jesus commanded us that we be baptized so that we might identify ourselves with him. I'll say more about that in just a moment. But for now, just keep in mind that baptism is a command. One of two ordinances are spiritual rituals that God has given the church, the other being the Lord's Supper, and then baptism by immersion in water. In the Lord's Supper, we commemorate the Lord's death, his burial, his resurrection. We anticipate his second coming. We celebrate the blessing of who he is to us. But in baptism, we obey his command to follow him in water baptism by immersion to identify ourselves with him. So baptism serves to satisfy a command. But a second statement I would make about baptism is that baptism signifies a connection. because it symbolizes our connection with Jesus and his death and his burial and his resurrection from the dead. When a new believer goes into the baptismal waters, they're making a public statement of faith in Jesus Christ. That's what they're doing. It is a vivid, living testimony to what God has done in their heart. They're telling the world they're not ashamed of Jesus. They're not ashamed of the gospel. It is a public testimony because baptism pictures the message of the gospel. Jesus died on a cross. Jesus was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And in baptism, believers follow that pattern laid down by Jesus Christ. That's why we believe in immersion. That water up there represents death. It represents a grave. It represents us dying to an old life, being buried, and resurrecting to a new life in Jesus Christ. And it is an important statement because it is a ritual that is carried out publicly. I mean, some believers are shy, right? Some folk are introverted. Some don't talk a lot. And some people never, ever stand to their feet in a service and give a public testimony of their salvation experience. Baptism lets them do that. Baptism lets them stand before a congregation and tell everybody, I believe the gospel, Jesus is my Savior, and I'm not ashamed of Him. I am saved by the grace of God. That's what that's going to say in just a few minutes. So, baptism allows us to fulfill this command that Christ gave us. It also suggests our connection to Jesus. But the third statement I would make is that baptism symbolizes a conversion. Because when Jesus died on the cross and was buried, he came out of the grave 3 days later. When Jesus got up from the dead, he got up in the same body in which he had lived, carried out his public ministry, and died. The very same body. He was recognizable. But that body was a little different body in the sense that now Jesus had a glorified body. And when a Christian follows Jesus into the waters of baptism, they come up again in that same body. They go in dry, they come out wet, but it's the same body. But baptism symbolizes that a spiritual change has taken place. So it allows us publicly to demonstrate in a very outward fashion what Jesus has already done on the inside. When someone comes to Jesus, they die to themselves, they die to their lust, they die to the world, they die to sin, and they rose again as a new creature in Jesus Christ. And baptism is symbolic of what God has done in their heart. So we might say that baptism is an outward symbol of the internal work of God in the new believer's life. Now, these people that are going to be baptized tonight, these three young folk, and I love all of them, proud of all of them, and known them all a long time. And I thank God for their willingness to confess Christ as their Savior and for their willingness to honor Him in believers' baptism. But even as I say that, I don't know their hearts. I don't know where they stand with Jesus. I've talked to all three of them. All three of them assure me of their faith in Jesus, and that's a good thing. And every person who will be baptized tonight, they profess to be saved by the grace of God. If they are saved, they are honoring God's command. They're obeying Him. They're doing what He said not to do. If they're saved, all they'll get is wet. If they're not saved, rather, all they're going to get is wet. So those of you who are to be baptized need to be sure that you are saved before you get in there. Because there is a danger that if we baptize you lost, and it does happen, both of my children made professions when they were very young and were baptized. But later they came to a saving knowledge of Christ. Fortunately, in their case, it didn't inhibit them from coming to Jesus later. But some people look back to a moment when they were baptized and say, right there, that's where I got it. You know, everything's okay. I got baptized on February the 19th, 2017. But that's not going to get you into heaven. You can walk up to the Lord and say, I deserve to be here because I was baptized on that date. And He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. What you need to be sure of is that you are saved by God's grace, that you know Him, because it can give you a false hope of heaven. And we don't want you to be deceived. We don't want you to be fooled. But I do know this. There have been many, I suggested my children, there have been many along the way who have done that. We've seen many in the course of my time here. In our previous church, we saw dozens of people come to Jesus after they had been church members for years and came to know Christ. God's going to get you regardless of where you are. This baptism isn't going to send you to hell if you're lost, okay? Just don't bank on that. You understand what I'm saying? I was saved in May of 1983, 34 years ago almost. I was baptized the very next Sunday, but I was saved before I got baptized, and nothing changed that. It's just obedience to a command. It is a public testimony of an inward work. So if you're saved, praise God for that. Let's get you baptized. If you're a saved, believing, baptized Baptist or whatever label you wear, if you know the Lord, you ought to pray for these young people. Pray that God will help them, not just tonight, but throughout their lives, that they'll maintain the course for Jesus and that they'll run well for the glory of God.
You have been listening to a sermon from Calvary Baptist Church. Thank you for taking the time to visit our webpage today and to listen to our sermon. Please check back often for new content. We'd love to have you visit with us at Calvary Baptist Church. The church is located at 1369 Blowing Rock Boulevard Northwest in Lenoir, North Carolina. Our Sunday morning worship begins at 11 a.m., Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and you would be welcome at any of our services. Thanks again for listening, and may the Lord bless you, is our prayer.